I go on and on. Can't understand how I last so long. I must have super.
Welcome to the world according to Pookie and them podcast, y'all. What's up, everybody? Hey, it's Way Back Wednesday. Quit playing. And it's hump day.
Two singers and 10 comedians and a
Anyway, welcome again to the world according to Pookie and them podcast. Oh, it's so much going on this Wednesday. I hope everybody has been having a good week. I've been doing great, but you know, I really can't talk about my situation right now. Nothing life threatening, thank God. But you know, just trying to push forward and not let anything bring me totally down. And that's what I'm just going to keep pushing forward and keep doing what I need to do to be a better me. And that's all it is. That's all it is to it. I want to just get right into it. And before that, I want to say thank you all for all of your support, for listening into the podcast and all of the wonderful things you do. Biden administration offers convicted Russian arms dealer in exchange for Griner.
Wait, what?
After months of international debate, the Biden administration has offered to exchange Viktor Bout, a convicted Russian arms trafficker serving a 25-year prison sentence, as a part of a potential deal to secure the release of two Americans held by Russia, Brittany Griner and Paul Whelan, according to people briefed on the matter. These sources told many news stations, by now you probably have all heard, that the plan to trade Bout for Whelan and Griner received the backing of President Joe Biden after being under discussion since earlier this year. Biden's support for the swap overrides opposition from the Department of Justice, which is generally against prisoner trades. We communicated a substantial offer that we could be successful based on a history of conversations with Russians. One of his senior administrators said that they communicated that a number of weeks ago in June, back in June. The official declined to comment on the specifics of the substantial offer. They said it was in Russia's court to be responsive to it. And hopefully, this is just me talking, hopefully it will be. Yet at the same time, that does not leave us passive as we continue to communicate the offer at very senior levels. Well, it takes two to tango. We start all negotiations to bring home Americans held hostage or wrongfully detained with a bad actor on the other side. We start all of these with somebody who has taken a human being, American, and treated them as a bargaining chip, the official said. So in some ways, it's not surprising, even if it's disheartening, with those same actors don't necessarily respond directly to our offers, don't engage constructively in negotiations. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced today that the U.S. presented a substantial proposal to Moscow weeks ago for Whelan and Griner, who are classified as wrongfully detained. The top U.S. diplomat said he intended to discuss the matter on the expected call with Russian Foreign Minister, this week. So, the families of Whelan, who has been held by Russia for alleged espionage since 2018, and WNBA star Griner, jailed in Moscow for drug possession since February, have urged the White House to secure their release, including via a prisoner exchange if necessary. And, you know, I just want to backpedal on something, because at first I thought, you know, they was lying about her, bringing in the hashish and stuff like that. But there are, you know, medical issues that people have that helps them with it. It helps them with arthritis, helps them with like eye issues and different health issues and stuff. So, I just wanted to backtrack on that. And she did have a prescription from what I'm hearing or what I heard or what I think I heard. But at the end of the day, You know, that I just didn't want to put it out there like that because some people have prescriptions for it. Or it can be used for anxiety. I don't know what her story is as far as that. But I think she had a prescription for it for pain. She was using it for pain because, you know, them sports is wear and tear on your body. I mean, any type of sport, you know, your joints and things like that. So we just, I hope everything works out for both of them. I hope they are, you know, come home soon back to the USA, back to their families and loved ones, and back in a moment with the World According to Bookie and Them podcast. Y'all stay with us. Back in a moment.
Big dog stay on the porch. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle.
Energies just try to stop us being the greatest versions of ourselves. Allegra lasts up to 6 times longer than Benadryl. So trees, you won't take us down.
Allegra starts working 2 times faster than Claritin, so dust, you won't wipe us out.
And unlike Zyrtec, Allegra will make us drowsy. So fur, you won't phase us. When allergies attack, take Allegra before your symptoms take over you. Live
your greatness.
Turn down for what?
The World According to Bookie and Them podcast will be back in a moment, y'all. Stay with me. Don't do us like that. You know, Ben.
What's going on?
Jake from State Farm. The perp just confessed. I think. I don't know.
What?
Oh, can't afford streaming anymore, so here we are.
Oh, don't give up what you love. State Farm has options to personalize your policy so you get a rate that fits your budget.
Oh, that's great. Mm-hmm. The subtitles would be nice.
For surprisingly great rates to fit any budget, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call or click to get a quote today.
Woo! Y'all gonna make me lose my mind.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Way Back Wednesday World According to Bookie and Them podcast, y'all.
Y'all gonna make me
Up in here. Okay. Welcome, everybody. Thanks for coming back. Really appreciate it. Representative Rufford votes no on codifying same-sex interracial marriage into law. The Florida senator signaled opposition. The former Jacksonville sheriff was silent on the controversial measure. Things that make you say, hmm. Shall I say that again? Shall I repeat it? Former Jacksonville sheriff silent on controversial measure. So he like, zip. The U.S. House of Representatives on Tuesday passed HB 8404 titled the Respect for Marriage Act, which will repeal the Defense of Marriage Act and replace it with a law that federally recognizes same-sex marriages and interracial marriages, as well as prohibit any state law that fails to uphold full marriage equality, regardless of race or gender. The bill passed with a 267 to 157 margin, receiving 100% support from Democrats and from 47 Republicans. Meanwhile, 157 of the Republicans who oppose the bill, 10 represent districts in Florida. You know where we go see Mickey Mouse and everything? But they ain't got nothing to do with it. So let me shut my mouth. Because we going to still go see him. Man, he ain't got nothing to do with it. He ain't like it. He ain't like it, y'all. Don't get it twisted. But I'm just saying. You know, it's just as fun and as beautiful as that place as Florida is and fun. And I'm going to continue to go and enjoy myself. It's sad to know that, you know, there are some people there that just, but I guess that's everywhere. Anyway, moving on to more positive things. I'm glad that they upheld that. And, you know, people should have the right to marry who they want to marry.
Okay, but
they should be able to marry who they want to marry, and race, creed, and sexuality, you know, shouldn't have anything to do with it. We live in a new time, and there's new, you know, way of living, and you have to adapt. Well, I know it's Florida. I know it's a lot going on there, but everybody not like that down there.
They're talking about just Florida. What about the other places?
Yeah, all over. But you know what? That's what they were talking about. But I'm sure there are other places that might have opposed it. And you know, that's just their opinion. But I mean, people,
if their opinion, but if you're gonna make like a some like, you know, law for whatever, I mean, like, that's not really, you know what I'm saying?
Well, that shouldn't even, honestly, like, that shouldn't even came up.
Literally, all the laws that have been coming up this,
that, I mean,
this, I'm like, why y'all hate people so much?
I mean, I'm like
first it was women, now it was, people that are,
now they just trying to take everybody's rights away.
Exactly.
Everybody's rights.
I'm like, just because
it's a shame, but
just because you have a higher,
but this, I'm glad that was blocked. If a person wants to marry somebody of another race, then who cares?
Exactly.
You ain't marrying them, so why do you care? Like, marry who you want to raise.
You can't just have somebody.
Marry what race you want to marry.
Have somebody be like, no, you can't do that. Like,
and if the person is like, LGBTQ, way, let them marry who, like, they want to marry. Like, why do you care?
Either way.
Why do you care?
You can't just.
You're not sleeping with them.
You can't stop somebody from marrying somebody. Like, I mean, you can't.
America, I don't know what the.
To be honest,
what is going on in America,
they went in the wrong hands. That's what's going on.
America used to symbolize freedom. Mm-hmm. And you would be proud. And I know it's a lot of people. I know we got our stuff to do with. We got a lot of work to do as far as African American. And people of color. And all of that. But for the most part, people from foreign countries coming over looked at America as the land of opportunity. The land of the free. Free to make your choice about your body. Free to who you were going to marry. Free to where you want to work. Freedom of speech. Freedom. Freedom. Free.
And now it's like they don't want to live up to that anymore.
They want to take that. They don't want to live up to it no more.
You know what? You like this. You know what?
But that ain't fair. That's not about to happen.
It's like they're saying like, oh, we got this title, so people still think that's true. When it ain't, like right now, it doesn't seem like that. It doesn't. It just seems like a lot of people are saying, not even me, like I said, like a long time, like somewhere when it was like the...
Some people said they need to flood the Supreme Court.
It just feels like we're going backwards, not forwards. Backwards in time. Then we shouldn't be.
We should be going forward. Exactly. America each should be getting freer and freer and freer. But also safety.
Yeah,
because we gotta look at gun safety. We gotta look at gun safety and keeping the guns out of people's hands that the guns really don't belong in their hands.
To be honest.
Y'all know that people that have zero coping skills, they got no business carrying no gun. It's like giving a 2-year-old a gun.
Really, I don't feel like anybody should be having a gun. Like
really, anybody, but at the end of the day, you have to carry, be responsible. Responsible.
Okay, but
the whole thing is keeping it out the hands of people that are not mentally and emotionally fit to carry one. If you got anger management, if you got some other kind of disruptive mood disorder behavior, you don't got no business with it. I'm sorry. You just don't. Now, you go ahead with your thought.
I'm just saying, like, you can also...
Dropped the mic. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm also saying you can also think about it this way. I feel like really kind of nobody really should, because, like, and somebody that doesn't have, like, that problem can, you know, get mad at one point.
I see what you're saying. Somebody even that doesn't even have any of those things going on could get so ticked off. You know, something could happen to really just tick them off.
Yeah.
And I don't.
And then they didn't mean, like, either they didn't mean to, or they just.
I feel like this. If you the type of person that's gonna come to that point, then
you would do it.
But
you never knew.
No. You know if you ain't got no business with one. You know yourself well enough to know if you ain't had no business with one. Some people's like, no, I ain't gonna even have one because I'm gonna shot everybody I get around. Because you just don't. I'm just saying, there's some people. I'm not like that. I got, you know, coping skills.
But like,
I know that that's not the right way. Now, if it comes, if you know, as far as self-defense, that's a different thing.
True.
Self, like, and true self-defense, if, you know, in those cases, you have somebody break into your house, for instance. Or somebody try to abduct you or something like that. I get it. But, you know, it's just keeping it out of hands of the people that don't have no business. And then maybe setting up training classes. If you carrying a weapon, you can keep doing that. But going to classes and discussing coping mechanisms.
Okay, but...
to make something like that, if it's not a life or death situation, something like that to process.
You know, meditation.
And not, you know, just like, keeping it out of the...
meditation.
I just look at it like this. Just keeping it out of the hands of people that ain't got no business with it.
Also,
because at the end of the day, you just don't do it.
Like,
period. You don't do it. It ain't even worth
that.
It's not worth it, people.
But you can talk about that, but we say that, you know, I'm not trying to get to this point, but you know, like, officers.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah, we got some officers out there. Y'all see what y'all see where you're going with this. I see exactly where you're going. Like, some officers. It's been some incidents where they can't they get to chasing after somebody. They frustrated. They mad. They might have passed the coping skills part of the testing, but really didn't have any.
Mm-hmm.
But then we had these problems you see on the news. So I see where you're going with that. It's just a matter of talking. It's training. You got to get some type of therapeutic training.
A
training courses to talk to you about different scenarios. Just like you would take CPR class. And other classes like that. If you're going to carry a weapon, you got to take a class. You have to have so many hours of training and talking about situations and stuff like that to help you, if you are out there, you know, keep it safer for the people that's carrying. And the people that don't got no business carrying, you know, just don't have no business carrying. Back in a moment with The World According to Boogie and Them. Use those coping skills, y'all. Don't lose y'all cool.
If I got to bring it to you, cowards, then it's gonna be quick. You made them in the jail before.
When we bought the Fly You Home membership, I really didn't think about it being anything but a just-in-case kind of thing.
We were out of town when my child got sick.
When you're away from home and are admitted to a hospital, Fly You Home takes you to a hospital of your choice to get you closer to home.
It's definitely worth looking into for anyone who likes to travel.
We've never received a bill for the service. We will never be without Fly You Home.
Our membership is truly priceless.
And I just want to give a huge shout out to the Cincinnati Soul Musical Festival last weekend. It was amazing. Yes, whether you live in Cincinnati or are traveling through the area, there are plenty of awesome things to experience in the Queen City.
Ooh.
And y'all, speaking of Queen City, I loaded up on them Queen City Polar Sausages. Now, you can get them at the Kroger store. I tried Walmart, but they said they only get them on special occasions. They, you know.
Walmart said.
But I went to Kroger there, and they had them, baby, and they even had them on sale. And I loaded up. I did. I had some wonderful friends that treated me like a queen and spoiled me and bought my Queen City sausage for me. Just pamper me. It's good to have friends that spoil you and take good care of you. And treat you to such a wonderful experience. But there are plenty of awesome things to experience in the Queen City. The Midwest does it best, y'all. What can I say? Y'all gotta be visiting these cities in the Midwest. Chicago, Wisconsin, Michigan, Indianapolis, Indiana. Cincinnati. It's just, it's so many. Cincinnati, Detroit. Y'all, I'm telling y'all. I'm telling y'all. But in these, like, farming parts of the Midwest, it's more than corn and farm and stuff. We got it going on, y'all. We got it going on. This is, I mean, yeah. And all of the good outweighs the bad. Because I'm telling y'all the truth. In every city, you got this drama going on. Mm-hmm. But for the good outweighs the bad. Wonderful food there in Cincinnati. The shopping there. The outlet malls. Yeah, they have really good bargains. They really do. It's wonderful, 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 and they are very welcoming and entertaining, and just had a great time. They have the top, so many things that you can do while you're there. You can look up, if you want to go to Cincinnati, a way to look up and find everything is you can look at
Online.
You know, everything, cincyblog.com, you know, you can Google everything Cincy, or you can look up what to do in Cincinnati, but it's so much you can do, and downtown Cincinnati is beautiful. Hootay!
What does that mean?
That's just what they say because of the Bengals.
Ah.
So, yeah, hootay! Yeah, I had a wonderful time. Again, we were able to be blessed to be stocked up with all of those delicious Queen City Polar sausages. Hot, mild, and then they have one even spicy. Like fire. It has like flames coming. I'm going to try that, but I'm going to just kind of cut it up and sample that.
I'm going to try it because I don't want to try it.
But they are delicious. They are delicious. And great restaurants. You know, so just check them out. But I want to get back to the music festival. Not so much as jazz.
Oh, wait, yeah.
To the music festival. All the celebrities there. Anthony Hamilton. Charlie Wilson. Who brought the house down like he always does. And it's like he blesses. He blessed the whole concert, the whole weekend with his performance. He is an amazing performer. The OJs were amazing. After 7... so many people, Ari Lennox, Tony, Jonathan Butler, Kirk Whalum, just BJ, the Chicago Kid. Everybody did a wonderful time. Aaron Ray. It was just a wonderful, wonderful Tank. Let's not forget Tank. Tank put on a good performance.
Who are all these people?
Keisha Cole. That you know, they their performance from, you know, back in the day. But it was a wonderful weekend, baby. Janet Jackson, if you never got a chance to go see Miss Janet Jackson in concert, you need to go. Her new music is fire. Look up her new music, and all of her old goodies.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Janet Jackson will always
she
also be one of
the looks amazing. She can dance her butt off.
But also new.
But yeah, she's a real dancer. I mean, like, you can tell dancing is in her soul. She's a dancer. She's also a singer, but that dancing, she can dance her butt off. And she got some great, great backup dancers, too. They were amazing. Of course, she's Janet Jackson. The band was amazing. Nobody went to the bathroom. Nobody went to the bathroom. You might see one or two people that probably couldn't hold it no longer. It's like, if I stand here one more minute, I'm going to use the bathroom. But honey, they even went to that bathroom and came right on back to hear Miss Jackson. And she gave us a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful performance. And I just hope that she continues to perform. And just, it was just amazing. Cincinnati, I mean, they are great hosts. Cincinnati are good hosts. Chicago, good hosts. Indianapolis, Indiana, great hosts. I mean, all these Midwestern cities, they when you coming in and stuff, they welcome you. All the local restaurants and cuisine, their local news channels are amazing, you know, and informative and very approachable people.
I mean, they should be.
Just like ours here. Our news anchors are amazing. ABC, shout out to ABC. But Yeah, well, I give a shout out to all of them, y'all know ABC is my number one. I'm sorry. No, don't get down. NBC, don't get mad at me. If y'all want to hook us up with some type of contract, you know we ain't got no problem, y'all. Okay, we just gonna say it's a tie. Just in case. We don't CBS YouTube. We don't want Fox YouTube. We don't want no type of
Fox.
We don't mean no shade. It's all good. All y'all good. All of y'all number one, especially if y'all gonna hit us with a contract. But anyway, it was an amazing time. Thank you, Cincinnati, Ohio. Thank you, y'all. I need to get out there next year. Get out there, and everything was safe. It was wonderful. They ain't playing, y'all. Going into the Coliseum. Baby, it was like going through the airport. So they ain't finna be playing with you. They wasn't playing with you. You couldn't turn your head without seeing a cop. Okay. So it was a wonderful weekend, safe weekend. Next year, y'all visit Cincinnati for the music festivals. They have they have a jazz festival, they have gospel festival, they have quite a bit going on. So check it out, y'all, and gonna be back in a moment with the world according to Boogie and them.
Don't you go nowhere.
Don't do us like it.
Minions are coming to IHOP. Hi-ya! With an all new menu you're going to love. Excuse me. Sir, we just cleaned the windows.
Enjoy the Minions menu at IHOP. For a limited time, kids eat free. And catch Minions, The Rise of Gru, only in theaters.
Don't dance, you just pull up a pants and do the rock away. Now lean back. Lean back.
And that's going to do it for the world according to Boogie and them podcast, y'all. Way back Wednesday, y'all. I hope y'all continue to have a great day and hope you're having a wonderful summer, being safe, and all of that good stuff. Check this out. The world according to Boogie and them does not own any of the rights to any of the music, any of the commercials, or some of the sayings, y'all. Make it a great day. Make it a better summer.
Peace. Don't dance with Boogie, so never mind how we got here with brothers and hoodies. We don't pay admission and the bouncers don't check us. And we walk around the metal detectors. And it really ain't a need for a VIP section in the middle with a dance floor, reckless check.